Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. A big animal agriculture conference coming next week to Kansas City. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
The Steffes Group is conducting a timed online auction for P&K equipment in Enid, Oklahoma. The closing date is May 5th with a preview on May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. This huge online auction features tractors, combines, sprayers, mowers, balers, and much more. Get 10% off on all in-stock and stock-ordered parts on May 4th. P&K equipment is offering a JD financing rate of 3.9% on all purchased auction items to pre-qualified buyers. Go to steffesgroup.com right now for more information on the P&K equipment online auction May 5th in Enid.
It's the 14th Annual Stakeholder Summit of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, coming up the 6th and 7th of May in Kansas City. It's one of the best programs around when it comes to animal agriculture. We had the opportunity to sit down earlier this week with Kay Johnson Smith, the Animal Agriculture Alliance President and CEO, and talk with her about the summit. It's up and coming in KC.
We're so excited. Our first time being outside of the Washington, D.C. area will be in Kansas City, May 6th and 7th. And we're kicking off the summit this year with the executive editor for National Geographic Magazine that did a whole year-long series last year on the future of food. And they really did in-depth studies about sustainability, about the environmental impacts, about large versus small, and really covered a lot of the issues that the Alliance focuses on throughout our year. And so we're very excited to hear from Dennis Dimmick about sort of what National Geographic, what they saw as far as where we came from as a society and an agricultural production, and where they have projected we will go as a society. So that's just to kick off the program. After him, we have Jeff Fromm, who has done a lot of research on marketing to millennials and, in fact, has a book by that name. He was our keynote speaker last year. But really getting inside the brain and the hearts and the minds of the millennial generation, which is the largest segment of the U.S. population today. These are up-and-coming leaders in policies, in businesses, in purchasing food products. And so how do we, as an agricultural community that tends to be a little older generation, connect with those millennials? Mm-hmm. We're doing a couple of in-depth sessions on sustainability and taking a look at what some of our stakeholders are actually doing to measure their carbon footprint, to measure their impact on the environment. But also, you know, where are we being driven sort of as a community, agricultural community, by some of the food companies that are also requiring that of their suppliers? We're also taking a look at some innovative ways to connect with the average consumer. What are some of the big producers doing to create really that sense of transparency? Every meeting I think I go to, that word transparency comes up. And we as an agriculture community are really striving to be transparent, to provide answers to where food comes from. And so the Alliance is going, or our stakeholder summit is going to showcase a number of innovative ways that some producers, real world producers, are doing just that.
And one of their speakers on tap for Wednesday of next week, a gentleman we heard at the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference down in Ardmore earlier this spring, one of the sharpest guys around when it comes to understanding the folks that are attacking animal agriculture these days, Cameron Brutt with JBS USA.
Yeah, we're really excited to have him as a speaker this year because they, as one of the largest companies in the agricultural community in the U.S., in almost every segment of the animal protein world, they really do interact with the big buyers that are the companies that really are creating some of these policies and making decisions without necessarily looking at what the market will provide and what availability there is. And so, you know, we want to learn from him how to better communicate up and down the food chain so that we can reach those ultimate buyers of the food products so that they're making informed decisions again.
Now, there's still time to register to go to the Animal Ag Alliance Summit. You got to hurry, though.
The Alliance Summit registration closes at 5 o'clock May 4th. So it's 2 days before the summit begins. We don't do on-site registration, so you do have to register in advance. But you can do that online securely, and we'd love to welcome people from Oklahoma and from your region up to Kansas City.
The website to go to register? AnimalAgAlliance.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limb Flex production sale Saturday, May 2nd at the ranch at Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 1 o'clock and features 50 purebred and limb flex pairs, 25 purebred and limb flex spring calving cows, and 10 purebred and limb flex show heifer prospects. The ranch is 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5. For more information or a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.